to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of the National Intel Report. Robbie Noel sitting in for the vacation. Beth Miller, we are speaking with, as we do each and every Tuesday, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And the Bob Chapman special for this week, same as last week, Swiss franc, a fifth of an ounce of gold, a little cheaper than last week, $143. You can order as many as you like. If you order more than 20, you get a free subscription to the International Forecaster for 1 year. You can receive it either through hard copy or through email. And to acquire said coins, all you got to do is give us a call at Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. And yes, we will get into some statements made by the head of Newmont Mining to a gathering of gold bugs around the world in Calgary, Australia. But before we do this, let's go to Bob in Georgia. Hey, Bob.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Question for you. I called and talked to a precious metals dealer earlier in the week, and the guy pointed out to me that over in Russia, that they have outlawed the possession of gold. Is there any truth to that?
As far as I know, the answer is no, they have not.
Okay. All right. Final question, Doug Casey, real big gold bug newsletter writer, he was at a recent seminar in which they taped him, and he had made the comment that he believes the environment that America is facing is going to be much worse than what we experienced in the 30s. Of course, he didn't elaborate regarding the rights, you know, that we're losing, so on and so forth. Bob, do you think we're looking at what some people call as a hyperinflationary depression?
Well, I think we're already in a hyperinflationary environment.
Right.
And we have stagnation in the economy at the same time, so it's called stagflation.
Right.
And it will continue to spiral upward until we reach some apex and it starts to deflate. I think in that case, from a financial point of view, Casey's correct. The problem is that Casey doesn't want to touch the political issues.
Yeah.
And he never has.
Right.
And so you only get a half-baked opinion.
Yeah.
And his newsletter is not superfluous.
Right.
In size. You know, I put out 60 pages a week. And we really cover things, and we don't pull any punches. And, you know, I don't care what anybody thinks. I print what I want to print.
Right.
And
right.
And I give out a lot more information than he does, that's for sure. But in that count, he's right. I think it's going to be more difficult than the 30s.
Right. Final question. You know, the concern that I have, and I'm sure many other people do, is back, you know, in 1929 and 1930, we were the creditor nation to the world, and now we're the debtor nation to the world. I really do think that our government is going to pull off whatever they can and shut down this economy and the people along with it. And I really foresee, by the way, I hold a substantial sum of precious metals, and I foresee them trying to do what they did back in 32 by issuing an executive order and repeal them. Do you think people would really be dumb enough this time to turn in their precious metals?
All that thought will take a short break and be right back.
Okay.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Full Cost Bell. And we have caller Bob online from Georgia. Let me just say this to you, Bob. If a precious metals dealer is telling you that the Russian government has confiscated its citizens' gold, and then being my question sounds like he is inferring to you that another gold confiscation is imminent, I will hazard a guess to say that he was more than likely trying to sell you a high-grade, rarity, $20 gold piece, probably with a markup anywhere from 30 to 40%.
You're 100% right.
Yeah. Give it to him, Robbie.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, it's true. It's true. And to answer the gentleman's question, though, first of all, you have to remember that people were still using $5, $10, and $20 gold pieces throughout the teens and into the 1920s. Uh-huh. So it was common for people to be using gold or having gold.
Right.
And today, that is not the case. You ask any coin or bullion dealer, or any gold specialist stockbroker, and he's going to tell you that very, very few people either own gold, gold shares, or anything to do with gold. So I don't think the government's going to get much gold if they go after gold from the public under an executive order. All they're going to do is make them madder than they are already.
Right.
Now, and so with that said, I don't see that as a large prospect as far as the public that does own them is concerned. Because of the type of people who own coins today and their knowledge because of the Internet and programs like this and publications like the International Forecaster, these people aren't going to turn their coins in. I would think that probably 75 to 80% would not. Now, with weapons, it's a different story. I think about probably maybe a third to a half would turn them in, which is a larger percentage, because they have them for different reasons, and their mind is not into the venue of investment and continuing to keep your assets together. So I really don't see it happening, and I think you should continue to do what you're doing, and you're doing the right thing.
Thanks a lot, gentlemen.
Thanks. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much for the call.
You know, Bob, obviously people ask me a lot of questions about, you know, the Great Depression of 1929, and I made the observation, and the reason why I speculate, that another economic downturn will far exacerbate the situation folks faced in 1929. Of course, we're a different culture. We're a different people to the people of 1929, who by and large were very conservative in their lifestyles, number one. They were of a much hardier character than we are today. But more importantly, back then, 80% of people had some sort of savings in order to fall back on. Whereas today, it's completely the opposite. We have zero savings, and we live a false life whereby our worth in life is measured by how much stuff we have. And so if these people start losing their stuff, unlike the 30s, they're going to lose faith in themselves, which is why I say the next financial downturn, it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when, will greatly exacerbate that of 1929. Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right. And I just received today the June Consumer Report on credit. And credit increased $13.2 billion. Now, the previous month was supposed to be $12.9 billion, but they revised it upward to $15.9. So May was $15.9 billion increase in the use of credit, and June was $13.2 billion. The experts were looking for $5.8 billion, which shows you how far out of it they are. I mean, they don't have a clue to what's going on. And so the savings of Americans on average is minus 1 and 1.5%. So, again, that bears out what you're saying. And when the hammer comes down, what's going to happen is that nobody's going to have anything. I mean, everybody's going to be bankrupt except those who have gold and silver-related assets, those who have paid off their debt and they're not in debt, those and hopefully who will keep their jobs to pay their mortgages. I expect over 30% unemployment, and, you know, maybe that doesn't seem like much, but that's what it was during the 1930s, And today, we have the opportunity to put away freeze-dried and dehydrated foods and get separate sources of water and generators and weapons, because sometimes people get unruly under those circumstances, or even our own government for that matter. And so I think we get a leg up on it if we listen and we study and we find out what we should do.
Yeah. I can almost foresee another FDR plan, rebuilding America's infrastructure. Well,
it's on the table, Robbie. because the falling of the bridge, and it was probably an event which happened naturally. And you know, EIR, which is the Executive Intelligence Review, which I've received for many, many years, Lyndon LaRoche's publication, he's been pounding on that for a number of years, and he's been absolutely right. And that would be a very, very positive thing to do, not, you know, to spend. Actually, I think they need $1.3 trillion. To do what's needed. The American Society of Engineers says that's what's needed. And here, we're going to spend $1.3 trillion invading and occupying countries and murdering people. I mean, we could be putting that money into our own country. I mean, what's going on today is absolute insanity.
You know, I made a very clumsy segue last week talking about the bridge collapse. And comparing it to the economy, because prior to that bridge collapse, there were numerous warnings from the Association of Civil Engineers going way back 1990 to another report in 2005, raising the red flags about the deterioration of bridges in the United States. And although these were learned people giving the warning signs, a minute before 6 o'clock, those warning signs were not heeded, and then questions were raised 1 minute later, when obviously the bridge collapsed. And it's the same thing with the economy. There have been many warnings and warning flags raised, especially by David Walker, of all people, the auditor of the United States, who is going on a cross-country tour called Wake Up America, who is raising these red flags about the economy. And more than likely, as with the bridge, nobody's going to pay attention to him or what he says until the economic bridge collapses.
Well, in this recent issue that we just came out with on Saturday, I covered that in detail, and it's somewhat like we've just described here, but that would be a very positive thing, and it would be a thing to do under difficult circumstances. And not for the same reasons that FDR did it. FDR did it not because we needed it, but because it was something to do to keep the economy going. And in reality, it worked out quite well. I don't like socialist programs, but in the dire straits that America and the world was in at that time, it was the thing to do, and I think it would be the thing to do again.
Oh, there's no question. Look at it. The Hoover Dam, and I've forgotten where I got the stat from. The Hoover Dam, the Oakland and the San Francisco Bay Bridge were all built in 4 years. A monumental
engineering achievements.
Oh, there's no question. We could never build them again today. We could never build those structures again today. In the same amount of time, just simply because of obviously the bureaucracy that's grown up around construction spending. As we witnessed, it's been almost 5 years now, coming up to the fifth anniversary of September the 11th, and they haven't even finished laying the foundations on Ground Zero. So you can see, obviously, I mean, it's taken 5 years just to get through the paperwork. A big difference to what it was back then.
You're right about that. And, you know, there's all the environmental factors today that enter into it. It's just like, you know, you used to be able to start a mine and get it going in 3 or 4 years, and now it takes 7 or 8 for the same reasons.
When we come back, we're going to ask Mr. Chapman to comment on some statements made by the head of Newmont Mining. He was visiting a group of 1,700 delegates in Kalgoorlie in Australia and his prediction of where he thinks gold prices are going.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. Bobby Pell, together with Bob Chapman from the International Forecast. Yesterday in Kalgoorlie, Australia, Vice Chairman of Newmont Mining Corporation, Pierre Lassonde, I hope I got that right, Bob, was addressing, he was a keynote speaker to 1,700 delegates, where he said that the gold price was heading to $1,000 an ounce and beyond. He warned gold producers still holding hedge books, particularly if they are more than 4 years old, are holding losing propositions. And can you hear me, Bob?
Yes, I can.
Okay. The reasons that he gave for gold going to, as he says, gold is moving towards three digits and a figure in front. He was not sure what that figure in front would be, a one or what. But he said the bull market in minerals will last for another 20 years. The U.S. dollar will plunge through the massive current account deficit through the size of the country's economy and was unlikely to create a recession in the next few years. Says the Canadian dollar will reach parity and beyond with the U.S. dollar. And he says gold prices should reach somewhere between $750 an ounce by the end of the year and $850 in the following 12 months. Your comments.
Well, Pierre Lassonde is an interesting man. He's trying to play both sides of the table, and he always has. He is executive vice president at Newmont, and he is also the director of the World Gold Council, and that is in complete opposition to one another from my viewpoint. I've been involved in precious metals for 48 years, which is longer than he has, much longer. Everything he says is true, only it tends to be on the very conservative side. And it is extraordinarily significant that he should say this. So great import has to be lent to what he said. And the reason why is he's not on our side. He's coming from the other side, and he's giving you what he thinks will be the minimalist results of what is going on. And the World Gold Council is nothing but a shill and a front for the anti-gold forces that have tried to keep the price of gold down for a long, long time. And in fact, they started in 1987 when they illegally attacked the gold market during the collapse of the stock market in October of that year. And that's why the Working Groups on Financial Markets was approved by Ronald Reagan in August of the following year as an executive order because of the chaos which ensued, and they wanted to legalize the manipulation of markets by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. That's what it was all about. And if you go back to Paul Volcker, when he said after he had left office as chairman of the Federal Reserve, after having set an austerity program back in the early 1980s in order to resuscitate the American economy so it wouldn't collapse, he said, we should have targeted gold. Now you listen to CNBC, and it seems like it's okay to target gold. Well, what are they on CNBC and the elitists and the illuminists fail to see is there's only a finite amount of gold out there, and the physical market has been going bananas for the last 2 years. And everything they sell is sucked in. It's hard to correct gold down $20 or $25. I mean, we just had Spain sell another 25 tons of gold, was it today?
Yep.
That was announced? Was it 25?
I think you are correct on that.
Yeah. And the market didn't even hiccup. And so the prices are going extraordinarily higher, and the World Gold Council is trying to save face. But it is not an organization that's helping gold, and it's funded by mining companies. And these mining companies read my publication, so the people who are running the mining companies, I don't know what they're thinking about, but they either got to be terrified of the Illuminists or they're dumber than dumb, one or the other.
Do you think central banks are selling gold to miners so that they can make good delivery on their hedge books? Because obviously they as Pierre pointed out, any major mining company that's still sitting with a hedge book has to be out of its mind at this point in time.
Well, that's true, but Barrick is the biggest position, and Barrick has been working with the United States government, the Federal Reserve, and other foreign central banks since 1988. I wrote an article in 1988 about this, and I see some other people saying, well, you know, we called a shot on this. I got news for you. We were on this story long before anybody else was.
I wrote a long article
for a publication called Bull and Bear, which is still in existence. And in fact, the husband and wife who run the publication, they became very good friends of mine over those ensuing years. I used to advertise in there quite a bit when I was a stockbroker. But
we are speaking.
Anyway,
hang on, Bob. We're speaking with Bob Chapman. If you've got a question for Bob, you can give us a call at 800-313-943. When we return, we'll be speaking with Richard in Alabama.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Speaking with Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster on this Tuesday. Just a quick reminder, the Bob Chapman special for this Tuesday is the 20 franc Swiss Helvetia in brilliant uncirculated condition, coin minted prior to 1930. It's quarter ounce of gold, and it's yours for $143. Other companies out there offer a similar product, same coin, same condition, for around about $240. Let's go to Richard in Alabama. Hey, Richard.
Bob, I need to know a couple of probabilities. What is the probability that the government might have a currency call-in followed by a cashless banking or the Amero? And what is the probability they might incite a race war, Kosovo style, and then have the UN take over?
Well, to answer the second question first, I would think that if they were to encourage something like that, it would be done as the last resort, because they would like to control things themselves during a period of unrest, we'll call it. But it is possible, as a last resort, they might do something like that. These people will do anything. They're capable of anything. We've already seen that. We have wars and occupations going on of other countries, and we got involved because of nothing but a pack of lies, and everybody in America who's got half a brain knows that.
Mm-hmm.
So that capability is there. The first part of it, again, was what?
They might have a currency call-in followed by a cashless banking system or the Amero.
Well, first of all, I think for people to accept the Amero and to issue an Amero under those kinds of difficult circumstances, which would be the case prior to any North American Union being formed, I don't think that would happen. As far as currency calling is concerned, I don't see that as well. I think they'll try to operate with the same dollar that they have. What they could do is what the British did during the 1930s, is they could say everybody who holds pounds outside the United States is stuck with them. We're not going to redeem them. Now, they did do that, and at the same time, they moved off of the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all downhill from there on out for the United Kingdom. But I see those things, that thing, as a possibility. But I think they'll try to deal with the same currency. But they may follow the British move. The Amero, if it ever happens, is way down the road. You know, there's a lot of talk among people who do research and read that things are imminent, and they're not that imminent. I think in order to get something like the North American Union passed, I think they're going to have some pretty dire circumstances. It's just not going to come about easily. I think what you should concentrate on more than anything else is cleaning up your debt structure and that of your family and friends, and getting into gold and silver-related assets, because it's going to get real nasty, and if you're lucky, you'll be able to survive it all financially.
Got another
Hello?
Question,
Richard? Hmm?
You got another question, Richard?
No, that was my two big worries. I know the Serbs in Kosovo lost everything, their land, and many of them lost their lives.
Well, that's right, and that's because of our government and other governments that make up the control factor within the Illuminati. And now they're calling for a separate country, and I can promise you they're doing that in order to start another war in the Balkans, which has been fought for war probably going back to the 13th, 14th century. And whenever they wanted to have a war in Europe, that's where they started it. And so that's what they're up to on that one. I've written a lot about that in the International Forecaster. You know, we cover all these foreign situations, and we have people on staff who actually speak six languages. And so we don't miss very much.
You've heard of the 10 femur regions, haven't you?
The what region?
The notion that the Illuminati is going to break America into 10 FEMA regions.
Well, that's true. And that's all part of the old regional government that was set up after the Second World War and evolved during the 1950s and 60s. They had that idea then. And the only time that they would be able to break up the country into sections like that would be under martial law, and that's exactly what the lunatic in Washington wants to do in behalf of his other Illuminati friends and other assorted Satanists. And yes, they do want to do that if they can get away with it.
Good grief. I know Queen Hillary will do it.
Well, they'll all do it with the exception of Ron Paul and Ted Credo. And if we don't get, I think Paul has the best chance. He's the most intellectual of the two. He's been there longer, and he knows how to handle the system better, I believe. And I think he has a chance. And he has a chance to shape the debate as well. But if we don't get him in and get rid of 90% of Congress, you better make sure you've got plenty of extra clips and ammunition for your assault weapons, because you're going to need it.
Thanks, Richard.
Good night.
Night. You know, this discussion has come up many times. What about the probability of us, pretty much like South Africa, going to a two-tier currency? In other words, an internal dollar and an external dollar. As you know, this has been bandied around for many years.
Yeah, but they had one before. I mean, this is nothing new in South Africa. When I lived there and in Rhodesia, we had currency controls. It was the same thing. And so
my point is,
the possibility of currency controls in the United States, there's an excellent possibility of that.
Because it was all ultimately based on the war on terror, when it was apparent that they were losing and losing it badly, just like the current situation.
Look, the communists in Africa, in Rhodesia and South Africa, were very unsuccessful. The government was turned over to them with the winds of change in Carrington and the accedance of the United States government, and it was given to Mugabe and Nkomo, and Mugabe killed off all of his opposition, for all intents and purposes, and took over the country. And it was given to them. The country was absolutely destroyed. And the same thing is going to happen to South Africa.
Yep. Right to agree with you on that one.
You know, we both lived there, and I had a large business there. And I was very well known when I lived in Rhodesia and South Africa.
I'm going to be talking more about Rhodesia, Robert Mugabe, and George Bush the next hour. The parallels between the two are rather frightening. With the recent introduction of the new powers that's been given to the president and Alberto Gonzalez to read your emails and listen to your phone calls. It's exactly what Robert Mugabe announced and put into effect yesterday. We passed it at midnight on Saturday in the cloak of darkness. And so when America starts implementing policies that are identical to that of Robert Mugabe, sane people have to stop and ask themselves some serious questions. Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts.
Well, wait a minute. Before you go to Scott, I want to say one thing here, and that is that England and Australia are doing the same thing. And,
oh, I know.
You know, I worked in counterintelligence for the United States government for several years, and we were intercepting communications for everybody, including Americans. And so this is nothing new. It's been going on for over 50 years, and the public hasn't known about it. And I know about it because I did it.
Well, there was that little thing back in the 80s called Echelon, or 90s, which pretty much is the same as what we have today. Let's go to Scott in Massachusetts. Hey, Scott, thanks for holding, brother.
Hi, Robbie. I appreciate Bob being on. And I have a question for you gentlemen, just a couple. What is wrong with borrowing good dollars, and paying back with devalued dollars in an inflationary situation? And
there's nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, if you're that sophisticated, you do it. The problem is somewhere along the way the system changes, and you have to be fleet enough to get out. You're obviously a very intelligent individual, and if you're from, did you say we're from Massachusetts?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you probably have a wonderful education because that's where I grew up, and I graduated from Northeastern University in Boston.
Well,
but anyway,
I
the average person can't do that because he doesn't know what you're talking about.
Right. Well, I see it as so obvious that it's like, you know, picking berries. But and the other thing is I do not invest in anything I can't touch. I do not put, you know, I don't borrow against anything I can't put my hands on. And then the other thing was in the relationship of gold versus silver, in the 50 to 1 ratio versus the scarcity being at a 16 to 1 ratio, and the upside of silver versus gold because of the usage of silver versus the stagnation of the gold, and I don't hear a lot about, to me, what seems to be again obvious is that silver is in a much stronger position for an upside than gold is, even though gold is, as you say it is, excellent. But I also see silver as being traded at 50 to 1 right now, where the gold's only 16 times more rare, and the silver's being used in production, and the gold's really not.
Well,
am I right?
As far as the ratios are concerned, I've been involved in this for 48 years, and I think the ratios don't mean anything. It's just like going to a roulette wheel with a system. I've
right,
seen hundreds and hundreds of people everywhere from Devion to Las Vegas use systems, and they're wrong because, and so isn't these computers that they're using, because the probability factors never hold true. And so, you know, the same thing applies to these ratios that they use in talking about gold and silver.
Bob, you're
absolutely fundamentally right. But you never know what to get out of silver, because silver is, as you said, an industrial metal. You got to be very close on that one.
The reason I say this is because I'm talking about realities, the reality of gold only being 16 times rarer than silver, and the reality of it trading 50 to 1. I mean, these are two realities that I look at, and you know, and then the third reality that we're only producing two-thirds of the silver that we need every year. So eventually, the reality of, and this is what you guys are all about all the time, is that the reality of the situation is eventually going to catch up with us, regardless of who says what about anything. There's an underlying reality that's like running into a concrete wall. You can't get away from it. And I appreciate your analysis out there, both you, Robbie, and Bob. It's a blessing that people have the opportunity to hear the kinds of things you guys speak about. Thank you very much.
Well, that's why we're very unpopular with the United States government.
I'm sure. And
if I go back to Somerville, where I grew up, then they'd probably pick me up and put me in some internment camp.
I think they're building one right down the street from me. I have this one small observation that's a little bit on a lighter note. I was watching this guy, Derek Brown. It's called Mind Control with Derek Brown. And this guy was running around. It's a new TV program, by the way. And he's running around, and he's got this ability to supposedly subliminally hypnotize people. And he goes and he pays people with blank pieces of paper that are in the size of dollar bills. And he gets away with it. And he just gives them these blank pieces of paper, and these people put it right in the cash register. And I couldn't help thinking that that's exactly what we're doing, only we've got decorations on our paper. That was my observation as watching this, and this was just happened this weekend. So, but anyway, thank you guys.
Thanks, Scott.
He who has the goal makes the rules.
The rule, yeah, absolutely. Let's go to Rick in Florida. Hey, Rick.
Hello, I have a question for Mr. Chapman.
Sure.
Okay, I've heard Mr. Chapman on the Rick Adams show. I've heard him all over the RBN show where they claim that the Jews are in charge of the Federal Reserve, and I want to know if Mr. Chapman's Jewish, because it's an obvious Jewish name, and he has a very extinct or succinct accent that could very well be Jewish, and nobody has ever asked him. And you know, honestly, I don't trust Jews. That's my honest opinion. So all I want to know is if he is Jewish.
I've never said anything like that, and second of all, I am not Jewish. I am a Christian, and my family has never been Jewish. But I don't know how important and germane that is to what we're talking about.
Well, it's very germane.
There are a lot of evil people in the world, and that includes every race and every group of people. I was making a speech one night in Orlando, and there was about 3,000 people, and someone said to me, "Hello."
Can I continue? I really don't want to hear what happened with Orlando. Okay, you know, you have a Jewish name. You are involved in money. You talk.
Rick. I went to a bar mitzvah this weekend. So well, what does that make me?
Well, you know, when you figure
You should be concerned about Christian Zionists, the John Hagees, and the Jerry Falwells and the Pat Robinsons of the world. Need to get your priorities straight, brother. We'll take a short break. Be right back.
Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Thank you.
on this Tuesday with Buck Chapman from the International Forecaster. Sorry about that, Mr. Chapman. First of all, I never knew Chapman was a Jewish name.
Well, it's an old English name, actually. And
yes, yes.
And, you know, it was very popular in the middle of England. I can't remember that city I went to, and I went in the cathedral, and somebody was buried in the wall named Chapman, 1605 or something like that. You know, maybe it was one of my ancestors.
Yes, I know. Look, I get accused of being Jewish, and my last name is Noel. How French can you get?
Yeah, that's right.
And besides, I went to a bar mitzvah this weekend. That should cause all kind of consternations. It's unfortunate that people can't understand the difference between a Jew and a Zionist. But, you know, I guess all the years we've been on radio, nobody's been paying attention. Let's try last call.
It's just not salient in a program like this. We're trying to help people, and I don't think that, you know, is part of it. I think we, you know, want to try to get the message to them of what they should do with their wealth, and it kind of sidetracks us.
Yes, absolutely. Let's try John in Florida. Hey, John.
How you doing? Hello?
Right, can you hear me? You're going to have to make it quick, John.
Okay, I only called because of that last caller. That kind of, I'm not Jewish, but it doesn't matter. The message needs to be out there, and when Bob tells us we need to buy more magazines and more gold, and it doesn't matter, the message. And you're right about Zionists, you know, that's and Jews. That there's definitely a difference there, and people don't understand that.
Sure.
Most people don't understand that.
Well, I thank you for your comment.
John.
It's the first time I've ever been asked if I was Jewish.
Oh, no, no. Hey, listen.
I'm 2 years old in a couple of months.
Oh, look, I get it from the Nationalist Front and all those other websites out there, the supremacist websites, that have for many years accused me of being Jewish. So, just because I have some Jewish friends I grew up with.
Oh, it's probably because you're from Bulawayo.
There you go. Bob, once again, thank you so much, my friend. I'll see you next week.
It's been a wonderful program, and thank you all for calling in. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Bob. We'll see you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster, our Bob Chapman Tuesday special, just to remind you, is the fifth ounce Swiss Helvetia. It's in brilliant uncirculated condition, minted prior to 1930. And they are a little cheaper than they were last week. Last week they were $145. This week they're $143. And you can give us a call at the Republic Trading Group at 1-800-691-7898. If you call in the next hour, you're going to get a machine. Why? I'm doing 3 hours of radio today. Usually when I do 2 hours with Bob Chapman, I get lazy and do a rerun on the flip side, but I'm making penance for yesterday. I tried as best as I could to get into the studio in time to do the show, but I missed my window. I had an hour window. I missed it by 24 minutes. So we'll make up for it when we return.
It's true.